Welcome to Wild Trekker. I'm George Toombs here in Montreal, and this is the 15th episode. Wild Trekker is a series of 50-minute podcasts, a writer's notebook, audio chapters from ongoing works, soundscapes, adventures, interviews with fascinating people, reflections, original radio plays, reportage, stories behind stories, jam sessions, and more. Wild Trekker is a fluid kind of sound art. I hope you enjoy it. I'd like to offer you a different kind of podcast today, one consisting almost entirely of music. Actually, my music. No, don't assume from that symphony orchestra tuning up in the background that I play along with a big orchestra. Over the years, I have played piano in different settings, alone at home, on stage at the Place des Arts here in Montreal, in smoky, hole-in-the-wall nightclubs, in restaurants, community centers, in wonderful recording studios at the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation in Montreal, as part of radio documentary co-productions I was directing at the time, for my audiobook, Mind the Gap, and for my feature film on polar exploration, The Blinding Sea, which is coming out later this year. Here, first of all, is a song I composed for singer-songwriter Marie Frenette. I accompany her on the piano at the Place des Arts, and we're backed up by guitarists Marc Harvey and Pascal Desmeul. I wrote this song for Marie, so it's in French, and I wanted it to be from a woman's point of view. The woman sings that a man, a true narcissist, a hero in his own mind, maybe even a megalomaniac, is surfing on the huge bubble of his ego and is trying to wow her and establish some kind of control over her. The song is good fun. The title is Blues Andalouse, which of course is no reflection on Andalusian music, which I like. Andalouse just makes a good rhyme with blues.
On a le plaisir d'avoir à vous interpréter avec Marc et Pascal, s'il vous plaît, parce qu'on aura besoin d'eux. Une chanson de M. Toombs, il a fait les paroles, il a fait la musique. Je pense qu'il a fait ça pour moi. Non, je fais ça pour moi? Oui. C'est un blues andalouse. Ça a l'air que ça ne veut absolument rien dire. C'est juste parce que ça rime. Blues andalouse. C'est toi qui zigzagues dans le monde entier, planant sur la vague de ta vanité. La terre ferme te sert comme un décor. À Paris, à Palerme, tu veux encore et encore. Là, tu m'annonces que parmi toutes les femmes, je suis ton triomphe et tu comprends mon âme. C'est moi que tu veux, c'est moi que t'as choisi. Parole de Dieu, tu m'as toute définie. Blues Andalouse, young baby, I'm blues Andalouse. Comment es-tu devenu un si grand héros? Je vois un homme confus qui me fait ni froid ni chaud. Le regard furtif, l'ego fragile, l'esprit en hiéroglyphe, les idées qui vacillent. Blues Andalouse, young baby, I'm blues Andalouse. Tu es mon cauchemar, tu insistes, je me lève, il est déjà trop tard. Blues on the loose, yeah baby, blues on the loose. Merci, merci à tout le monde pour cette belle soirée. On vous quitte là-dessus, mais j'aimerais que les musiciens viennent me trouver ici, George et Marc et Pascal Demeul, George Tooms, Marc Harvey, Pascal Demeul. On vous remercie beaucoup d'avoir été là et on espère que vous viendrez nous voir ailleurs une autre fois. Merci.
It took me a while to figure out how to accompany Marie on the piano. Before meeting her, I had a tendency to convert the entire piano keyboard into a full orchestra and fill the air with all kinds of notes coming and going. Marie taught me to simplify what I was doing, to play a line even with a single finger in order to support her voice. In the next piece, I hire musicians from here and there to play a gypsy theme for a big radio co-production I'm directing at the CBC and Radio-Canada. This gypsy theme comes off as a klezmer-style piece. That's Catherine Halmisch on the violin, with Marc Harvey and Pascal Demeul on the guitars, and me playing the piano. Thank you. none of the music in this podcast, not a single note, I mean, is actually written down. Working with other musicians means I have to explain my intentions, play the main melodies on the piano in advance, then direct them to complete the picture. We have to practice, go through several takes, and then do the final take. Each time, it's a jam session. You know, I've always liked the rock band The Doors. In this piece, I do very simple percussion as the guitarists execute the plan. Wow, that was fun. Then, with Catherine Halmisch on the violin, here's a harsh, escalating piano theme which I would like people to feel is something like a theme in a Hitchcock film. I like to play at nighttime with my eyes shut, and that's exactly what I've done in creating this nocturne. I love listening to nature sounds, and sometimes to music combined with nature sounds. Although the problem with combinations is, birdsong and mountain brooks always sound just great, but some of the commercial music accompanying nature sounds is sappy, syrupy, cheesy, overly sentimental, call it what you like. Here's Marie Frenette doing a joyful rendition of a Scottish theme I composed, accompanied by Pascal Demel on the guitar. Thank you. When you do a production, you often keep a few basic musical themes, then you do variations on them. In this next variation on the Scottish theme, Marie Frenette and I sing together, with me on the piano. Let's just say, I don't have the same talent for singing as Marie. This is the one and only time I will ever record myself singing. I promise. So far, I've been playing for you music which found its way into my co-productions. One of my favorite pieces for four hands on the piano is something I did for a co-production on the Sahara Desert. It was all to evoke a starlit night in the oasis of Tirjit, Mauritania, where I was traveling with two of my teenage children, my daughter Miriam and my son Nathaniel. Picture the stillness of nighttime, and palm trees swaying in the night breeze above us, a stream of water flowing by like a miracle of nature in the parched Sahara. The water enters a basin which reflects a sky full of brilliant stars above us. I feel such profound peace as a father sharing this special moment with my teenage children, far from home. Unfortunately, CBC vetoed my use of this music in this scene. Not that they had any problem with my mentioning my children. This was, after all, a point of view documentary series where I was crossing a good part of the Sahara Desert with them. No, the problem was they felt piano music had nothing to do with the scene. They wanted something more African. Anyway, here's the music again, the way I meant it to be. I play all four hands in two tracks, one layered on the other. I remember as a teenager hanging out at the Esquire Show Bar in Montreal, a great jazz club which no longer exists. At the Esquire and a few other jazz clubs, I would sit just a few feet away from the stage, listening in rapture to the likes of McCoy Tyner, Stan Getz, Bill Evans, Buddy Rich, and Oscar Peterson. I dreamed of playing jazz myself. When I produce the audiobook version of my novel Mind the Gap, I finally get the chance to create the sound of a jazz trio, playing piano, bass, and drums myself. Here it is, a piece I call Shakespeare's Ghost. It's based on the traditional English folk song, Early One Morning. While doing the audiobook, I needed one character, Uncle Jebediah, to play a jazzed-up version of the gospel piece, Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child. Here it is. But it was really when I got going on my film, The Blinding Sea, that I started breaking away from conventions to do something new. The film is all about what people call the heroic age of polar exploration, a century and more ago, when explorers traveled by sailing ship to the Arctic or Antarctic, then headed over the ice pack to the North Pole, or over glaciers to the South Pole. First, The Voyage Under Sail. This piece is called Sailing with Whales and combines a mystery theme I do on the piano with nature sounds. Thank you. another scene, I picture an explorer standing on the ice edge, listening to the cheerful chirps of beluga whales out in the open water. Several musicians join me on the musical track of The Blinding Sea. David Carbonneau on the trumpet, Gilles Hébert on percussion, Cameron Wallace on the clarinet and saxophone. I combine this with a high-frequency recording of Northern Lights made by Steve McGreevy, a sound engineer from California. Thank you. a lovely improvisation by the musicians, accompanying the otherworldly crackling sound of aurora borealis, or northern lights. Marie Frenette created a stunning vocal piece for the film, music I find haunting, like a siren call, leading explorers on to the next adventure, and maybe to a sudden death in the wilderness. The next piece is called Honor, and it's meant to evoke the particular mindset of heroic explorers from a century and more ago. In this piece, I play the organ, timpani, and even do some snare drum. In the back of my mind, I picture an epic scene with tiny human figures advancing across desert landscapes, like in David Lean's film Lawrence of Arabia. And actually, I do have scenes like that in The Blinding Sea. But for explorers in the polar regions, there are moments of solitude, of self-questioning, of despair even. The next piece brings together Katrine Halmisch on the violin, doing a soulful rendition of my Scottish theme, combined with howling polar wind in the background. In my feature film, The Blinding Sea, I explore the meaning and motivations behind polar exploration. And of course, not everyone survived to get home safely. Many explorers died miserably, disappearing without trace. In this next piece, Another World, I combine my organ playing with frenetic strumming on the violin to create a freaky atmosphere. Anyway, in this podcast, I've been sharing with you different kinds of music I've done over the years, from a blues mock epic to jazz, and klezmer, rock, and folk music to meditations, nocturnes, jazz trios, epic film music, and combination of nature sounds and my own piano playing. I hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you. If you would like to know more about my creative works, from books, translations, films, and blogs to Wild Trekker, check out my author's website at www.evidencia.net. And evidencia is the Latin word for evidence. It's spelled E-V-I-D-E-N, as in normal, T-I-A, evidencia. The opening theme at the beginning of each Wild Trekker podcast is sung by Marie Frenette, with me accompanying her on the piano. Now here's Marie Frenette singing the closing theme of Wild Trekker, accompanied by Pascal Demeul on the guitar. Let's get together soon. This Wild Trekker episode is copyright 2020, George Toombs. All rights reserved. Mm-hmm.